Organize Me Radio, episode 33, The Organized Soprano. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. Today's guest is Kay Patterson. She is the creator of the Organized Soprano YouTube channel. Welcome, Kay.
Hey, Naima. Thanks for having me on. This is so much fun.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you on because I watched some of your YouTube videos and I just think they're great. And I think your personality is so fun. And we'll get into that. But first, can you tell us about yourself, how you became a professional organizer?
I got into professional organizing because I've always loved organizing, but I was never really good at it. And I've always loved home stuff. But I needed a job to make ends meet. And I ended up getting a job at the Container Store because they were hiring. And I was like, well, I'll just do the morning merchandising shift. And then they talked me into reluctantly doing a sales shift because I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to get back into retail again. But I worked a couple of sales shifts and I fell in love with selling organizing products and more than that, helping people solve their organizing problems. That was like the most fun to me because I love games, and to me, that's like a puzzle to solve. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of fun. I got into designing closets there. But when I was there, I discovered that people would come into the store and say they were professional organizers. And I'm like, is that a thing? And I had no idea people got paid to organize other people's houses. So I looked into it a little bit and I started my business on the side. And then in 2013, I launched my business officially. And then in 2015, I went full independent contractor. I was no longer an employee at that point. And the rest is history, I suppose.
I love it. I too love the Container Store. I've never actually worked at the Container Store, but I was a contained home organizer for them. I think
me too.
You were too.
I was too.
Still have that program going? I don't know. I did it for like 2.5 years, I think. So that's exciting. But yes, I am a lover of the Container Store, and I mean, who wouldn't want to be a professional organizer, right? After working,
it's so fun. You get addicted. You get addicted to like the whole puzzle solving, I think, aspect of it. I think, you know, and there's the people aspect of it too, but like, I love solving puzzles. It's so much fun. So, and the Container Store is like, it is like a toy store for anybody who likes to organize.
That's right. I know. I always tell people, if there is anything that you ever need to get organized, they have it there. Like, you don't have to go anywhere else. They have it there.
So they have it.
I'm right there with you. Now tell us about your YouTube channel, because your YouTube channel is booming. You have over 80,000 followers. How did you get started with that?
Interestingly enough, because I have a performance background also, I'm a musician. I was watching YouTube, I think in 2013, again, this 2013 is like the magical year. I started watching YouTube and I was like, oh, that's so fun. I bet I could do that. But I never started a channel officially. I think I had posted a few like beauty videos that everyone else does, you know, when they first start YouTube, they're like, oh, I'll just do my makeup on camera. Uh-huh. Those are private now. You can't see those anymore. Okay. But yeah, cause they're cringe. However, they're so cringe. But when I was a contained home organizer, I was trying to promote my services as a professional organizer because it was a lot about selling closets and a lot about selling product. But I wanted to also focus on the fact that I could actually help them. So I made this marketing video to send to clients after I got that initial contact from them, and I put it public because I was like, oh, why not? I think I edited the video like 5 times. I really worked hard on this video. The audio is too loud in the background and it's really bad. However, the video performed exceptionally well for like someone's first official video. Mm-hmm. And I think it got 30,000 views before I decided to like monetize it. I was like, wow. Oh, maybe I should turn on AdSense or something. I don't know. Because I had already had AdSense attached to that account because of my previous YouTube activity that was on it. So I was like, oh, I'll try it. And then I was like, well, I'll make another video. I'll try it. And again, like overthinking it, like, yeah. I put it up like twice, but I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'll put it up. It'll be fine. And the people watched it. And then I was like, okay, I'll just do it again. And, I kept doing it. And it was, when my contract ended from the Container Store, I found myself with a bunch of free time. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of creative itches to scratch. And I was like, you know what, I'll just make more video content because mm-hmm. I really like doing that. It scratches that creative itch that I have. And I don't care who watches it. So I just put more videos up and people uh-huh. kept watching them. And I was yeah. like, okay. So that's kind of how I got into it. It's very fun.
Love it. So then you mentioned that you are a musician or mm-hmm. into music. So mm-hmm. can you tell us about the meaning behind your channel name?
So my channel name at first was, well, my business name was Hub Neat Organizing because Boston, Massachusetts is where I'm based, and it's playfully or called the hub. I don't know why. So I was like, oh, Hub Neat. And then, but people who don't live in Boston don't know that that's the nickname for Boston.
Okay.
And
I didn't.
Yeah, it's like really obscure. And then I called it Hub Neat Home. And then I found that it didn't really represent me because I have two degrees in vocal performance. And that was really a very big part of my life, which I, for a long time, sort of left off my channel. I didn't take vlogging with me to rehearsals or concerts or anything like that. And it felt weird to me to not include that as part of my, because it's like 50% of my identity. So I just decided that to change my business name and to change the channel name to The Organized Soprano, and it's stuck.
I love it. So how does your channel compare to your business? Do you do business outside of YouTube?
I did. I no longer have the mental capacity to see clients outside of the YouTube channel. I actually was doing it virtually for a while as well, and that was really fun, but again, really taxing. So I right now just solely focus on the channel for my business. And I do see some older clients who I still really have good relationships with, who I just kind of, you know, can't really part with. Mm-hmm. But I primarily focus on video content creation for business.
Now, since you have a YouTube channel though, and you have over 80,000 subscribers, you have the potential to, you know, get into so many people's homes and help so many more people with that, right? Mm-hmm. So I definitely think I can see where it might be get overwhelming with having all of your YouTube subscribers and people wanting more content from you, because, you know, I'm sure that's why you keep growing and growing, because people want more and more and more. They're like, give me more. So I can only imagine how stressed out that must be. But what is it like for you having that many subscribers? Are they pulling from you? Do they ask for more or different types of content?
You know what? Well, first of all, it's definitely a little strange at this point, having so many people had subscribed to the channel. I wasn't expecting to grow as much. And in the grand scheme of things, 85,000 or whatever isn't that large in comparison to some other YouTubers. But for me, that's like, you know, that's a lot of people.
It is.
I don't think, and it is hard to keep up with some of the content requests, especially since I'm just one person, but it does help to get requests from viewers. It gives me more inspiration on like what to do if I get stuck. I enjoy viewers. Mm-hmm. You know, every now and again I'll run into somebody in, you know, in real life, and it means a lot to me that, you know, I've been impactful if they, you know, needed to declutter or, you know, clean their closet out or something like that, that I made some sort of a difference. So I mean, the amount of people that write me emails and messages that say that my content has been helpful makes the fact that it might be overwhelming to have such a large audience that much better. I mean, those like make my day, and just, you know, because all I want to do is help like one person, you know. I just want to make one person love their home, because I love my home so much that I want to make sure that everyone else has that same feeling, or inspire them to get there. So if I can help somebody like get closer to there, it makes my day.
I think 80,000 is a lot. 85,000, that's a lot, you know, in my eyes. And I see why, you know, everyone continues to tune in and they love you, because I just think you're just a great presence. And
oh, thanks.
It really, really does come across.
I just want everybody to love their home.
So with your channel, do you have a favorite YouTube video, and do you have a least favorite?
I have a favorite video that I created that has nothing to do with organizing, and it was the day of the life of Clover, who's right, my dog, who's right there, and you can't see him. He looks like a blob of chestnut and white, but I have a little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, and I just decided on it was a holiday. It was like 4th of July. I was like, I'll do like a, you know, special holiday video. I'll just film Clover's day, and, you know, it won't be narrated. It just will have background music and, you know, his doing his daily Clover things. And that video was so fun for me to edit, because I didn't have to do a voiceover. I didn't have to talk in it. My face wasn't even in it. And people loved it. It has like a 500,000 views or something. It's wow. Insane. Yeah. I don't know why. And I think the least favorite video I made for my channel was probably the second video I made, when I did the how to organize your refrigerator video, because I was so worried about the information being inaccurate or unscientific or not helpful that I scripted the video. It took me like a week to script the video, and then I filmed the video twice, and I was unhappy with both versions of the video, and I was like, well, which one am I least happy with? I'll just post that. So yeah, that was the least favorite one I've made, I think. That was the most painful video.
Oh no. Well, have you come across any challenges with your channel or with your business?
Challenges with my business, it's been really hard. In terms of professional organizing, like with people, I think that pricing and, you know, pricing and knowing what your time and effort is worth has been really challenging. In the beginning, I had one client who was very truthful with me and said I did not charge enough. And I was like, oh, you're right. Yeah. You know, I had battles with imposter syndrome, and you know, you go in and you're like, am I really being helping? Because sometimes people don't need you to be there and physically hold and move things. They just need you to be a cheerleader, because right. They don't have enough motivation. Mm-hmm. And that can make you feel like you're not making a difference. But it's the same thing that a personal trainer would do, right? Because right. They're not really working out with you, but they're helping you get motivated, because without the personal trainer, I am not going to the gym. Like, I'm not on my own, like being like putting on my shoes and I'm not doing it. If right. I have someone there to hold me accountable, mm-hmm. That person is worth the, you know, the few $100 I'm paying to that person. And challenges with the channel, I think that the challenges that like every content creator on YouTube has, like feeling like you're on a hamster wheel, dealing with mean and rude comments, feeling like you owe your audience the content, feeling very guilty if you take a break, and either getting uninspired or burnt out. These are things that are very common with a lot of content creators, especially if you're making content 3 or more times a week. But I feel like that's cyclical. Like, you know, once a year I feel really tired and burnt out and need to take a break, and then the rest of the year I'm totally fine. But I think those are the only real challenges I found with the channel. It's mostly just fun.
Gotcha. Got it. And I feel I felt you with the comments and everything, because it seems like when it comes to producing content or doing anything online, The comments can, you know, really strike a nerve in some people. Mm-hmm. And I used to write for the Omaha World Herald, their blog, Momaha. So it was like the mom mm-hmm. blog. So in Omaha, Nebraska, the mom blog.
Fiery.
Where my family lives. Okay. So, and let me tell you, when I started, I was a writer for them from 2014 to 2018. So I wrote for them for 4 years. And when I started, oh my gosh, the comments, I just couldn't, it was so hard to get past like mean comments, like things they would say. And like, are they talking about my parenting? Like, why are they being so mean? I even had a person from Find My Business and then send me an email and tell me, I preferred it when you were writing about this, this, and that. So,
That can
definitely get to anyone, right? I will say it caused me to have a thick skin. So now I don't even care about comments. It's like, mm-hmm. if they're great, great. Mm-hmm. If they're mean, oh, well, you can't please them all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you cannot please everybody, 100%. Like that's, I mean, even like the most kindest, sweetest person is going to get like mean stuff said about them online. Like there's like, I've seen videos of puppies, you know, and people are like, thumbs down, these puppies suck. And I'm like, it's puppies. So like, what's your problem? But there are certain, I feel like there are certain spaces that are very polarizing, like parenting, anything involving pets, like dog training, I find to be an especially volatile space.
Wow.
Sometimes any comments about like your home, your parenting, any of that can feel really personal. Mm-hmm. Even if it's, but at the end of the day, I have to remember that no one knows you personally, right, except for your friends. So, I mean, it is intimate as it can feel of the parasocial relationship between the viewer and you is something that they only see the 1080p of you and not the 360 of your entire life. So I've had to keep telling myself that. They're like, this person doesn't know you. I'm like, you're right. They don't know me.
That is so well put. It really is. Yeah. So with your channel, have you gotten any opportunities that you might not have gotten otherwise from the exposure of having your channel?
Tons. That's why I always tell people, if it's, you don't need a million views, you just need the right view. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of things that I can't talk about explicitly, but there's been incredible opportunities that I've gotten. And plus speaking at conferences, mm-hmm. I've been flown to hotels and locations, and the sponsorship stuff isn't like that exciting for me, but the ability to contribute to publications and speak to people you wouldn't even otherwise speak to has just been so amazing and weird, but wonderful. And it's, again, it's just, you just have to have the right view. You don't have to have a million views.
Right. Okay. So then one of my favorite things to ask all professional organizers, organizing experts alike, what are some of your favorite organizing products?
Well, we know I'm a Container Store stan, so I love the Elfa closet and shelving system. I'm a big fan because I do not like to commit, so it is very flexible. You can move stuff around. Love it. It lasts forever. I'm a huge proponent of it. And I personally don't think that any purchase of a drawer organizer is a bad one. Like, I feel like any drawer can be fixed with like a drawer divider, drawer organizer. Like, once you start dividing that space, I'm like, yes, it looks so, it's like, I feel like every drawer in my house has organizers in it, and I do not regret it. Normally I don't push products on people, but I always make sure that their drawers are divided.
Love it. I'm right there with you. Girl, I have like 3 Elfa systems around my house.
Yes. Love it.
I also have custom closets too, like built-in custom closets. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Elfa, let me tell you, the 2 of the Elfa systems came from my last house. And then I have one in the garage, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like you said, fun. if you're non-committal, it's so easy to like take it down and just put it back up at the next place.
I'm so non-committal about I'm the last person to ever ask if you want to install like a built-in closet, because I'm like, but I can't move the shelves. I need like something I can move and play around. I think it's like Legos, you know, you can play with it if you need to.
Right. Gotcha. So can you tell me, what is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer?
Greatest achievement. I think my greatest achievement is that I've been able to reach so many people with the message of home love. If that, I know that sounds really cheesy and like other like earthy crunchy, but my whole goal with my channel and my message is I want people to love their homes, because I went through a stage when I just came home and the state of my home stressed me out. It made me feel really sad, and it even made me anxious a little bit because I didn't know where things were. I couldn't function. And to be in a place now where your home, you come home and your home hugs you, it's, I want to inspire people to get there. And I feel like I've let that message spread to so many people, I think is my biggest accomplishment, I think.
I love it. Kay, thank you so much. I am so happy that I've had the opportunity to get to know you.
Of course.
And this is just so fun. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Well, I have a YouTube channel, of course. It's The Organized Soprano on YouTube. And my website is theorganizedsoprano.com. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter by the same names.
Okay, thank you so much again.
You're welcome. So fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. And please be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.